State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to We Talk Back Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. Talk to him.
We're just two unapologetically Black women with an opinion who talk back.
What's up, y'all? Thank you for tuning in for a new episode of We Talk Back, a show dedicated to you niggas and these bitches. This is your co-host, AJ.
Now when we have a guest, you go back to niggas and bitches.
I mean, she got it right.
To these dreamers and chasers.
Oh, okay. Or I loved it.
Both.
These niggas and you hoes.
Bad bitch. Listen, my whole list got deleted.
Y'all, we got some guests on We Talk Back. Y'all know I am a fucking Charlestonian, okay? Yes. And I'm back at home.
Oh, boy, lucky y'all.
And I got lit click on We Talk Back. What was said
Woo-hoo!
On We Talk Back.
Make some noise, y'all.
Okay, we got Clay and Chris Kaelin, the princess of Charleston, so proclaimed. And look, Shade. Ooh. I just mean, listen. It's a group. It's a nice couple groups of young Black women in Charleston, and I loved look at them. Okay, I'd be on Instagram like, "Hey, girl, you look good. Oh, good. You ain't with that nigga no more." They all so cute. They all lit. They all got shit going on. These are my friends. Okay.
Thank you.
We love y'all.
Hey. Here.
I was like, I'm flying to Charleston. Who is bomb that we can get? I was like, Clay and Chris.
You knew.
Yes. Call them up right now.
You knew.
Let me see.
When I got that text message at work, I wanted to quit.
Don't do that. We ain't got no money for your ass. Stay at your job.
We got chicken and watermelon. That's all we got.
The wine.
And the wine is good.
The wine is definitely good.
And that's it.
I don't got no money for y'all, but thank y'all for coming.
Hey.
Really appreciate it.
Well, how was your weekend?
Ooh. You asking when my man, I mean, you're asking when my voice sounds like a man, so that means it was a great weekend.
Wait, what? Y'all ever had a weekend when you like look back at the videos and you was like, I did that?
Yes. Yes.
It was a weekend full of twerking, smoking hookah.
I don't smoke hookah, but tequila.
Where'd y'all be doing? They way more lit than me, child.
So it was a festival.
I missed that?
It was Saturday.
You missed it.
What was you doing? You wasn't looking at In the Loop. That's what it was. It's okay.
Wow. Sometimes you have to excuse Nippy. I call her Nippy.
I'm sorry.
But no, so they had Duke Deuce, Damani, some local artists, and it was just like an amazing festival downtown. So
That is the Charleston Coachella, okay?
Yes. Oh, Coachella. Basically.
Yes.
No, it's Coachella. What is it? How do you pronounce it?
Coachella.
Yeah.
Is it a mixed crowd or is it just black?
Black.
Black.
Black. Oh, blickety black. Black. Black excellence. Black joy. Just black.
Black food.
You got to dress like you're going to Coachella.
Yes, you do.
Oh, so it's like real festival vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, girl, because let me tell you something. These shorts I had on. And I was looking real thick. You want to see?
He had them coochie cuddles.
Listen, the people can't believe it. I couldn't believe it myself. That's why I keep looking at the picture. But I was outside, okay?
She's back on the crowd, so you know how the girls go.
You single? Very much. I'm trying to have five boyfriends.
You're saying that on national TV?
I have five boyfriends. Well, I'm trying to get five. So, but I am single.
How many do you have?
None of your business. Don't worry about me.
My man. None of them.
They're all my man. But, you know, I got, you know. Just listen, I was like, I'm back outside this summer. I am feeling myself. So I'm trying to collect these niggas like Infinity Stones. Why not?
Wait, you popping pussy for five?
Wait now. We ain't popping pussy for five. We only popping pussy for one. And then it's funny. Well, I I literally had this conversation with one guy and I told him, I was like, he was like, I like your vibe. And I was like, cool, because I don't want to have sex with you. Like,
but this is my thing. What's wrong with popping pussy for five?
Oh, so pussy you have itchy. A pussy.
But exactly. This is my thing.
All type of things.
Are y'all
go
messing
wrong.
With them like raw condom?
But still just having sex with five people is a lot.
A lot of energy exchange.
Yes.
I mean, is it per week?
Yo.
See, that's
you handling it?
I don't know. Even what a condom is too much friction. It's too much.
If he was a woman, he would be.
I'd be pregnant. But all my kids going to DSS.
All right, let's get
it. Yo.
All right, let's start with y'all. Drake, my baby's father. Everybody is just like, oh, my baby father back, and I just don't understand what is going
on. Girl, you are not Drake's
everybody mad. He mad. Everybody that's mad at him, he gave them a hit. He gave them a number one.
And that's what he said in the song.
And it's just so crazy that, you know, you bite the hand that feeds you. But let's get into it.
Huh? Drake feed niggas? I hear that.
I mean, if you give he them a put number the number one in their hand. That's sure. What he said, ain't it?
Drake was feeding in that
Twitter
video, too. How
could I be your number one fan when I put your number one in your hand? Bars.
Oh, I forgot about that video with Drake.
That video with Drake. Drake said wobble wobble. Hey.
I forgot about that Drake video.
How could you forget?
It was kind of slim though. It was long, but it was slim.
It was limp. It wasn't even completely hard though.
Flaccid dick on Twitter is wild.
You saw it.
It was very much doable, right?
Not if it's not hard.
I mean,
some people have big, soft dicks.
It would be doable.
Well, that's y'all opinion, but light-skinned men don't, like...
They don't do it for you?
They don't do it for me.
Yeah, no, same.
Yeah. Even though I like white men, but still.
My nigga's light-skinned. Very much so.
No.
That's like my man black.
That's mental.
Very unhinged. I don't know. I just kind of feel like that thing with Drake, like, everyone wanted a chance to jump on him. And it's just like when everybody, you know, like when everybody dogpiling on you, then it's fun. But it's just kind of like, that's what I think is happening right now.
That shit happened to me on a vacation with some bitches I went on. It's like one bitch got mad at me and then all the bitches was like, yeah. And then I heard you.
Words.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what's going on with Drake.
You still talk to them bitches?
Yeah.
You like abuse. Obviously.
I beat all of them bitches up one by one. Uma Thurman. So Drake posted a picture from one of my favorite movies, Kill Bill. Did y'all see it?
Yes,
and it was like where he was, he was on, like Uma Thurman was on her way to get Oren Ishii. Mm-hmm. And she was fighting the Crazy 88. That's what they were called. I think that's their name. And he posted that picture because it's all them people trying to get him. And then Uma Thurman,
responded with
which is probably one of his cousins, was like, you know, white. So maybe, I don't know. She was like, "You need this? You need this?" And it was the yellow racer outfit that
I like. Kill Bill.
He was like, "Yeah, I need that because the pin is the heart." Hattori Hanzo. Hattori Hanzo. Do you know? Did y'all watch Kill Bill?
I mean,
we did.
So good. How could you have not seen that?
The Destiny Child video.
Yeah.
No, y'all need to go take some time and see those movies.
Is it long?
Kill Bill 1 and Kill Bill 2. That was a beautiful reference for this battle, honestly. It really is. But the Kendrick Lamar, the release that came out, they say it's all AI. It's not real, so... Mm. But I can't wait to hear what he has to say because he's lyrical too. So he's going to come with them bars now.
Oh, Drake or Kendrick Lamar?
Kendrick.
Okay.
I just can't believe J. Cole bitched out.
I'm kind of confused on why y'all are
bitched out.
Ooh, that's wild.
Like it. It's a rap battle. What?
Literally.
Like,
but
no,
it did not
fighting.
Feel good in his spirit.
Oh, please. When there's a rap battle, there's nothing on limits.
Is it almost like when you,
not just
when
like
you
with
tweet
Nikki.
Something and you want to delete a tweet? Is that same thing? But you dropped a whole album.
Have you ever done or said anything that didn't sit right with you and you wanted to, like, just recant and make amends for it?
Yeah, I did. But, like, you're a rapper.
He's a human.
Y'all, let's be very clear. And I said this last week. Drake and J. Cole, okay, they are raised by who?
White women.
And they have...
Oh, we're making it a race debate.
They hide their hands when
they
somebody get on that ass.
I did not say
okay,
that.
Okay,
that... I don't agree with that. I disagree.
I did not say that.
Okay.
If you want to invite me to OVO Fest, do it.
I disagree with her.
But they said you are white.
We're not
no, actually, let's, Rick Ross said he's white, okay?
He had an old job.
Rick Ross had 360 lipos, so he need to shut the fuck up, actually.
He is on his ass.
I'm sorry, but that Tia lady is
way too
masculine.
I don't see nothing.
She is way too masculine.
What does that mean? Clay, that's another episode.
So Rick Ross, I don't even know what Rick Ross was upset about. Like,
I don't even know how he really got into it. It does appear that they are all teaming up on Drake. We know Drake been number one for a long time, for many years now. You know what I'm saying? He done ran circles around people who have
all
been
of these people. Let's be
in rap for a long time. But see, there's a thing. That's why I said earlier, is he engineered? Now, we know Drake is very much so talented, but is he an actor like Degrassi acting as a rapper? Is he cosplaying a rapper?
What, rappers aren't cosplaying, though, if you're going to be honest. Like, a lot of the things they say, they don't live that shit.
Same thing with Future. It was like he doesn't do any of the drugs.
Yeah, but he raps about doing drugs. He created drug culture in rap in many ways.
You true.
But that's he
true.
Don't do drugs, you know? So it's all, they're entertainers.
So you mean to tell me none of them do drugs?
I know Future does, and he said it.
Really?
He doesn't?
What you call it? What's the one with the little dreads that look? He definitely do drugs.
Ooh.
Kodak Black.
Oh.
No.
Oh, he looks good now.
He looks good. Did you not see
him? Yeah, he looks better.
Thank you, Pam. He looks better.
Kodak look. KJ, thank you.
Yo.
Kodak looks good now. Y'all, okay, whatever.
So you would ride Kodak?
I would. Backwards.
You know what that's giving you?
What?
Let me get back to this topic. I'm not going to say it.
Girl.
When he take them drugs out of his system, it's amazing what it can do for you.
I mean.
Next topic, goddamn.
No, I like Kodak Black.
I'm a
Gemini.
Fan of his music.
Y'all know I be on all the Geminis.
But he does look better.
Yeah, he looks good.
He does look better.
He looks healthy.
He looks healthier.
Yeah.
Yes. Kai Cenat, everybody. Or as AJ likes to call him, Kai cannot. I cannot pay that extra money. He didn't want to pay for that pussy.
Why?
I feel like he's so funny. He's so animated. He has like a personality. I love that. Like we can feel it through the screen because we're not with him. I think he's cute.
I've never watched. I don't think he's cute. I've never watched any of his videos.
So you think Cole?
I look at the clips.
You think Kodak? You right.
I think Kodak looks.
There's
think
nothing
Kodak
wrong with Kai. Kai looks better than Kodak.
He looks really
short. No.
You don't think so? Oh, you're
Kodak look tall?
Well, he looked taller than Kai.
Listen. I like short niggas, so there's that.
You do?
What am I laughing?
Well, they say a lot about short niggas, so tell us the truth. Is it big?
They be
or tall?
Big and tall at the same time. They be, excuse me, they be little and big at the same time.
So, in the word of Chris, the dick is really giving baby arm?
It's a tripod. It's sort of like this microphone stand. Oftentimes, I don't like niggas over 6 foot. Okay?
Listen, I'll back up with that.
But if a nigga got on boneless boxers, then no.
That must be an inside thing.
No, you know what boneless boxers are? Once, look at it, just got out of jail.
It's like the elastic ones, is like.
Not the briefs, the boneless.
And they're plaid.
Yeah. Oh, like the hospital? A hospital? Yes.
I call those boneless drawers.
Boneless drawers.
It's boneless boxers.
Yo. Bye. All right, listen. Cassie Knight was hit with some tricky allegations over the weekend. A woman posted a photo online claiming that she slept with Kai a few years. This is from a few years ago?
I thought it was.
Wow. I thought it was.
So how old is she and how old is he? Because he's only 21 and 22 now.
Are you sure?
I thought he was like 23.
All right, well, furthermore, she posted a screenshot of some messages in which the Twitch streamer allegedly gave her $5,000. So Knight saw the allegations and was very quick to respond. He hopped on the stream and attempted to dismantle some of the claims. In fact, he revealed his Apple Pay history and was able to prove that he never sent the woman $5,000, allegedly. While she had proof of the $5,000 payment, it was allegedly from someone else. Either way, there remains a bit of confusion as to what really happened. However, Kai did admit to meeting the woman. After all, she does have pictures of them in bed, which makes her side of the things hard to deny.
So the young lady's name is Layla, and I believe she has an OnlyFans. She's a porn star. They kind of linked up over some streaming shit that he be doing. Like, you know, they were streaming together. Twitch, there you go.
Yeah.
And they linked up. She was like, I wish she was in Atlanta. And somehow, yeah. But she showed proof that he did pay her $5,000 times two. But apparently he was supposed to pay her more and he hadn't come through with the money. Which is why now she's putting out screenshots, pictures of him laying up with them tickle bitties, looking like his son laying in the bed with her. Like, what the fuck
is this? I just don't know why women, like, expose men.
I don't know why men sleep with porn stars.
Why not?
I don't know why you don't get paid up front.
That's me.
Where's now my
that's
money? True too. Where's my money? Like, what's
no,
the arrangement?
It's a job. So I would like a down payment. And then I expect you, after you get that nut, give me my motherfucking name.
No, I need all of it up front. Who paying after the nut? That's crazy.
But right, you come to your senses afterwards. Like,
right.
Dog.
That wasn't
the I like how you do that. Like, you was holding my balls wrong. Like, you owe me, bitch, as a matter of fact.
I don't like paying for nothing after the fact. That out, like, that Klarna, I'll be like, bitch, I already wore that outfit.
Now, you know, Apple Pay got it now, too. So she could have used Apple Pay.
That's why I can't fuck with that.
Apple Pay.
No, but she could have done her payments in Afterpay Apple Pay, if that makes sense.
Afterpay Apple Pay?
Yes, they have it now. You can buy now, pay later on Apple Pay.
Are you serious?
Yes. Interesting.
That's crazy.
I never knew.
I don't know if you can put pussy on there.
Child, if he could send that $5,000, this pussy would be out now.
Could you imagine laying away some pussy?
I would lay away some dick. You trying to tell me
every 2 weeks some pussy? Dick,
you wouldn't put it on layaway?
First of all, I don't pay for it. Wait, you?
What if he paid you to give him some? Like, why don't he be like, okay,
would
I'm
you accept? Would you accept after
me
pay?
For free.
Huh? Would you accept after pay for some coochie?
No, you can't after pay me for my coochie today.
If you
today.
Think about it, you get the whole payment. It's on them now to pay the rest.
So right.
Listen, you are. If you after pay me, after you pay, then we can fuck. Like,
listen.
Your installment, when the payment is complete, I'll pull up. The fuck? That's crazy.
So he's saying he only gave her $50 for an Uber. We watched this, yeah, his see video. That.
He's saying
he didn't pay her shit. He only paid her $50 for his Uber, and he like kind of put some evidence up supposedly. But I think her evidence is a little bit more convincing,
right?
Because yeah. She's showing two. And so people are saying, "Oh, well, you can change the sin name and all this stuff, and it'll show different."
Well, why would she go through all of that though?
For what? I feel like he did pay her the initial money. And then he didn't follow up with the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was also like, yeah, you don't want them to know what you was paying me for and calling him Lil P. Diddy. I wonder what.
Ooh.
But you know what? A friend of mine, she went to a Diddy party. She said security came around and was like, you got to give us your phones. And she was like, that's when she left. Because she was like, I don't know what the fuck was about to go down. But she was like, security, like they came around with a cocaine platter. A cocaine platter. And she was like, security is like, you need to, you either need to give us your phone or you got to leave. And she was like, I left. I was like, bitch, why didn't we stay?
Why would you not stay? No. I want to tell my story.
No Diddy allegedly. Whatever.
Yeah, please. Maybe I want to be like them R. Kelly survivors.
What the fuck?
Tammy's recorded multiple times on this podcast saying how she would get on a yacht with Diddy. I don't need to be next to Diddy to know that Diddy into some shit.
Put the the camera on me.
He gonna potty potty.
God protects babies and fools.
I was gonna ask Diddy, what do you need?
Kai cannot.
Song. I need a girl to ride,
so would you be a part of the freak off?
What am I gonna do? Jack off? I don't fuck pussy. I don't do any of that.
Well, I mean, all the freak offs wasn't just women. You
well,
know?
I guess I was gonna up my legs for all the players that were there.
Do y'all think Saucy Santana was in there?
I don't think you.
I think he was there bouncing that ass.
No, we be sending Saucy Santana videos.
Saucy was there. I don't care what y'all say. Saucy was there.
I feel like he was there.
Yes.
If Miami was there, of course he was there.
Saucy was there.
He's listen, like, we're going to move on before they cut. They take our show off the air. Okay, O.J. Simpson, everybody. Passed away from cancer.
R.I.P. O.J.
Rest in peace, O.J. But did you see what they said on Twitter? This Caitlyn Jenner was just kind of like good riddance, and somebody responded to her and was like, "You're next, Mrs. Doubtfire."
First of all, when OJ was out, you weren't even Caitlyn Jenner. You were Bruce. Let's go there. So let's not talk about something you don't know, Bruce.
Now, y'all remember she killed somebody in a car accident.
She definitely did.
Okay, and she tweeted, "I know y'all think it's cute to compare a fatal car accident with multiple vehicles involved to a brutal murder. But remember, OJ says something to the effect of, I could kill her, Nicole, and get away with it because I'm OJ Simpson." Girl, shut the fuck up.
Wow. But do y'all feel like Caitlyn Bruce has a right to feel how she feels?
No.
It's
she should not. I mean, she
but
should
think
not.
Of their history. This is the 90s. They're all partying together. OJ is fucking his wife. OJ is fucking Nicole. Then Nicole.
No, but she was married to the Kardashian, the lawyer, initially. Mm-hmm. She wasn't married to him yet.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right.
So the rumor is that Khloé is OJ's daughter. And I mean.
Yeah. Allegedly, supposedly.
That girl's white.
You should have checked on Khloé.
That girl don't look mixed.
I have a friend who has a daughter who's biracial because her dad is biracial. And my friend is white and her daughter looks like a white girl.
But OJ ain't biracial.
Yeah, but sometimes like the genes depend. Right, that doesn't make sense. But the genes.
I don't want OJ to be Khloé daddy so bad. That is not that girl daddy.
Her genes might have been stronger.
Well, she's not Rob Kardashian's daughter.
She's not Rob's daughter, but absolutely not OJ's daughter.
I don't know. This is what I have to say. OJ came out of jail on my birthday. I was born. My mom said she was watching it in the hospital. So I support OJ.
We don't give a fuck that you that young. So what? Okay.
The day I was born. Hey, 91, baby.
No, literally. It was just such a big thing. I mean, I don't remember shit about the OJ case. But,
I mean, I don't
either. But the thing about it, like, he really didn't do... I mean, I hate to be that person, but he didn't do anything for the black community. It was just kind of like everyone was happy he got off, you know, allegedly killing two white people and getting off. But it's like, other than that nigga said, I'm not black, I'm not white, I'm OJ. Like...
I feel like him.
You feel that?
I feel like that.
Yeah. You sitting there black as fuck.
Yo, I be tired of these niggas, though.
But you have to understand that.
I'm be honest. Actually, I'm brown.
Everybody. There is niggas and then there's black people.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I'm black. But I do have a little nigga in me.
Well, let me tell y'all something. We gonna be black and we gonna be right back after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture?
Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
All right, y'all. So, you know, I had to do some deep digging, and I went and listened to y'all's show. And I listened to y'all What About Your Friends episode talking about friendship. Before y'all got into friendship, y'all talking about fucking for free, right? I was like, ooh, that was like a topic for me, right? So I wanted us to talk about transactional sex, right? What does that look like? But I also wanted us to start with our very first time and our first time story. We're going to get into fucking for free. But first, we just going to talk about what, like, fucking period or sex period and what that was like. Some of us, it was further back than others.
Mm-hmm. Don't point at me, bitch.
But we're going to get it. We're going to start with y'all so she can try to remember.
You don't remember?
I definitely remember my first. Okay, let's be very clear. I have an elephant memory.
Ooh. Okay, so my first time was actually with this guy. We played T-ball together growing up. So, like, knew since I was 3. And, you know, like, at that time, I thought, like, sex was going to be, like, this amazing thing. And, like, it just happened so fast. I think I was, like, 16. Sorry, Mom. It was, like, it was a summer. I was, like, maybe a freshman or a sophomore in high school. And, like, after it happened, I was just, like, that's it? So I did not have sex again for, like, until I got my actual, like, first boyfriend. And then after that, I was just, like, oh, okay, this is fun.
So did you not?
So wait, we need details. Like, where were you at? Like,
okay, so first off, I was at his grandmother's house upstairs in his room. He stayed with his grandma at the time, and like we texted, made this whole plan, like,
so
went over
you
there.
Knew you were going to do that?
Yes, I knew I was going to have sex, and I think, like, it was just such a buildup, and then, like, afterwards, I was like, that's sex. Like, damn. That
did you shave your coochie first?
I did, cause you know at the time, you know, back then. you like your mind, like you're supposed to be completely hairless. Like a guy wants it to be completely hairless. And yeah, so like that was But yeah,
this is
no,
so fucking
like,
childish.
It was very childish. Now when I'm looking back at it, but it was just like, I don't know, it just happened so fast, y'all. Like, I didn't even want to say 5 minutes. But
I would have been pissed.
Yeah, but like it was my first time.
No, you wouldn't know to be pissed.
Right.
Yeah. It was just I was more of a like, dang, I lost my virginity. Okay. So like I didn't know, like, you know, even till now, like as a woman, still learning things about myself and about my body. But like I feel like sex didn't start like feeling better until I got like older because I knew what I was doing.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no. So
you can tell men like, dang it.
But you know what's crazy? That same guy who took my virginity after I was on the Breakfast Club the second time, he texted me trying to talk to me and I'm like, no.
Remember that time? Remember that time?
I cannot. I cannot stand. One thing I can't stand is, and I always be telling Tammy, I got some goddamn M4H money for niggas.
Money for hire. Murder for hire
money. Because I cannot stand when a blast from the past message you after they done seen you do some shit like, boy, you don't know me.
At all. You know another
you
version
do not
of me.
Know right. me. You know of me, nigga.
What am I saying? Christina's gone.
So you didn't answer our question. Did you not? Or did
no,
you?
I no. I did.
Your question.
Our question.
No.
No, I don't know any woman that comes on her.
I didn't have an orgasm until
so
like,
you know, like,
years later.
Until you realize what a fucking orgasm
I didn't know that women nut for a long time. Like, growing up, I didn't know that women nut. Like, I also didn't know that this shit either.
So, wait. Let's talk about your first time. Were you with a woman or with a boy?
Now, we're going to get into this.
Really right, do you quick. Have two first time stories?
So, I have never tried a woman. Obviously, I'm a member
star.
Of the LGBT community.
You're a gold star.
So, I am a strictly dickly committee. I'm a member of Strictly Dickly. So my first time, I was 17 years old, and I was on a hookup app. Mom, it's the truth. He came over. I didn't know what I was doing, because like I tell everyone, like when you're gay.
He was in your mama house?
See where you going at?
Mama.
See where she went at? So here's the thing. When you're gay, no one helps us raised to be gay. Right. So it's like, who do I depend on to be like, oh, let me call. So it's like, I got to learn on my own.
That's
so
scary.
Granted, he was like, yeah, let's fuck. And I said, let's do it.
Yo, what is happening? Top or bottom?
Tammy is fucking bothered so by like, the conversation.
I was saying like I'm a verse bottom because I like my dick to be touched and like jack off, but it's like I do love like throwing it back, like you know Trina, like look back at it.
Ew. Ew.
This nigga showed me a video.
Yeah, you want to
not of him actually throwing it back, but of him.
But I will say that the first time I was like, oh shit, this shit hurts. And if you're not doing it right,
it does hurt.
It's gonna be like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And the first time I was like, oh my God, what if I catch something? Mind, we did use a condom, but it popped. So when he pulled it out, and then we just like jacked off together in my bed. Mom, just don't say shit.
Just don't listen.
But yeah, so after that, you know, hookup apps are like very big in the gay community. But
what was that, Adam for Adam?
No, it was Jack.
Oh.
I've never been on Adam for Adam.
I go on those websites to make sure
you're
no
like
nigga I'm talking to is on there.
You're like
I'm looking for my man.
So when you went on there with this person, did you anticipate this all happening or just kind of was like...
It was kind of like, wow, I want to be gay.
Yo!
Gayer. You was already gay.
No. Because you know, like, I never came out to anyone. So I think everyone assumed that I was gay because y'all thought it. I never told y'all. See what y'all? Very sensitive. You know that gay community is sensitive, yeah. But I never told nobody I was gay, so I was just like, yeah, I gotta hide this. And yeah, one day my mom just asked, and I was like, you knew that.
Mamas always know. You know one thing I can't stand about our community is that
she was like, well, that's a story for another day. But what happened was Trey Songz announced that he was single on the radio. This is when Z93 was really popping. and I was on my way to elementary school. And I said, oh, my God, it's my chance. And my mom was like,
Not in elementary.
So I just left it alone, and I got out the car that day with my red Samsung phone, and I act like I was playing Tetra. Or Tetris.
That is funny.
Ever since. It's my chance.
So ever since, I've been a bad bitch.
What were you going to ask, AJ?
No, I'm not going to say it. Never mind. Let's go on.
You never know who we're inspiring on here.
No, I was going to. No, what I was going to say is that, you know, while we're talking about the LGBTQ community, you know, black women, we get a lot of like hate from black men for, and they say it's encouraging the community, but it's not encouraging. These are literally black women's children. Mm-hmm. These are fucking kids.
Who are minding their business.
Exactly. So maybe you should check yourself a little bit, because what's the problem?
They never look at it in that way.
I'm not saying it is okay, and I'm not saying it's a problem. Let people be who the fuck they are, mm-hmm. and accept people for who they are, because guess what? Gay niggas got preference, too. Just because somebody's gay doesn't mean they like your ass.
Thank you. Okay. Can you say that one more time for the people in the back?
Yeah, like they automatically think somebody want them. Like, nigga, like you're broke. They may not want your broke ass either.
We don't want you, they don't
and
want you.
I think
you.
Overall, black mothers want their kids to be happy.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I just want them
to be. But then it's also like there's levels to being gay. So just
not gay levels.
It is.
Then on the next episode.
Like, I'm almost touching the never mind.
Listen, a comedian just said that gay is not like a light switch, is not like on and off. It's like a light dimmer. It's like bright. It's like the rock or is.
I don't know. Being gay is hard. I don't care what nobody say. Being gay is hard. You want to know why?
Why?
You got to make sure your hair is done. You got to make sure your nails done. You got to make sure you look good. You got to make sure that you're doing the motherfucking
you're
thing.
Dusty. Your hair is uneven.
You got to make sure everything, and it just always has to be like there.
AJ, your first time.
Oh, my God. What is happening? Like, I don't, like, that was so
I'm nervous.
Have, like, a donkey dick.
You're trembling.
I remember the guy. I met this guy in the hospital when my niece was born. I remember when I met him, right? And when we had sex, he didn't know I was a virgin because my performance has always been, you know.
You got the Awkwafina.
Here. Yes, okay. Equestrian, you know. You know, I've always been talented.
You didn't tell him.
No, I didn't tell him. But, like, the next day, like, I'm using the bathroom. I'm young. You don't know what the fuck is going on. You think you're grown. And I'm using the restroom, and the pee isn't coming out. It's a whole condom stuck in me for a day. And so I'm texting, like, not texting, but at the time, I'm calling, like, did you lose something? You weren't going to tell me?
Oh, my God.
So I just cried, and then the boyfriend I had at the time, like, my neighborhood boy.
Wait, you cheated?
No.
Jump out the game.
This is a cheater forever. The guy, like my neighborhood boyfriend. You know everybody got their neighborhood boyfriend. Like y'all didn't have a neighborhood boyfriend?
I never heard the term in my life.
This was my nigga, but we had never had sex.
So would y'all
never
go
heard of
house?
A neighborhood boyfriend.
No, we never did. We would kiss and hug and stuff, but we never had
ride.
Sex before.
They played house. She said no.
So y'all didn't play hide and
like,
ride.
He like, I had a hickey on my neck. All type of shit was going on. He came to my mama's house. I had a hickey on my neck. He was talking to me so crazy. Like, you a stupid bitch. Ooh. You let him do such and such to you. Like, really making me feel terrible. All while I got a balloon coming out of my coochie. Wow. Just not knowing nothing. This is my dumb bitch story for the fucking episode.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
That's a horrible story.
Hey, look. Maybe about, I want to say maybe years later, now at this point, I might be in my late 20s. My mom just got rid of her house phone number. Mm-hmm. She has a house phone now, but the phone number just got changed. So imagine having the same house phone number your whole life. So this person called my house phone looking for me.
What?
But I heard he was a crackhead.
No, wait, so my he was first a grown person and you
No,
were
he wasn't. No, 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 no. He was a teenager at the time. But he's a crackhead now.
Wow.
My
damn.
My
what a way to end your first time.
Y'all see what I do to niggas? I make them smoke crack, okay?
Whoa. So what you're seeing over there is you have Soak City.
I don't even know where to tell my story.
Jesus.
Girl. They be chasing that high, okay? Such as AJ.
Your pussy is crack.
Yes. That's a good thing or crackish. Alright, so girl, the first time
an episode of Childish, okay? Huh?
Would you let him like sniff the crack off of it now?
Yeah, of course.
So my first time story, it sounds like something out of like a Judy Blume book, honestly.
Oh my god.
So she's a great name.
No, not that. Oh, Judy Blume. Okay. So my boyfriend, and we were in high school. He was the quarterback. I was a cheerleader. His parents were out of town. So it was our homecoming game.
Oh, my God.
So we went to his house after the game. We did not win. It would have been a better story if we won the game.
He took it out on you.
But we, not really.
No.
We were kids. We were like 17.
Oh my gosh.
And like, so he had this big ass house and he was like, wait outside. And it was so dark outside. I remember like waiting outside, like thinking, I'm like, oh my God, I'm scared out here. And then finally, when he brought me in, he took me to his room and he had all these little tea light candles lit all over the bed.
Look.
And then he had Lauryn Hill playing.
All right.
And he took my virginity. Oh. It was like really sweet. That was my first love.
So, question, like, when he first slipped it in, like, did you make the, like, the, on Love and Basketball?
I definitely did. I remember feeling like, this is, feels so different. This feels it's not unusual. Like, yeah. This feels weird. You know, I remember feeling like that, but it was very special, though. It was one of those kind of,
well, I can't say that.
Have you seen him with him?
No, I think he, like, work at a toll booth or something now, like...
Yo,
you didn't deserve that stroke.
Like I said, middle finger to our old life.
Yeah, like he was our quarterback then. And I used to wear his Letterman jacket to school. Like
she was so perfect.
He was that nigga then. His brother was in the NFL, so he got him a little Mercedes to drive to school. Like that's like my man. But then he didn't do well.
That's because you peak in high school,
right?
Mm-hmm. Shame.
Mm. All right, so we talked about our first time. Now we're gonna talk about your first time with a new partner as an adult. Like, how does that look? And the day after.
No, we done had a lot of first times since the first time.
Oh, okay, exactly.
Best first time?
No. Not the best first time. Like, all right, have you ever had sex with a new partner and, like, the day after you're kind of like, do I still like him? Or
like, maybe we shouldn't. Yeah.
or it's like,
or I'm waiting on him to call me. Am I like, what does that look like for y'all? Is that like a different experience, or like, AJ, what do you think?
I like the build up to first sex. Like I saw this video on Instagram one time, and the lady was like, you know, to get that feeling, because it's a different feeling when you have sex with somebody the first time, like the build up to it. And it really can make or break a relationship sometimes. Like, you could be really into this person until y'all have sex. I've ghosted after sex. I don't know about y'all, but I'm definitely
ghosted. Never know when you're going to need that person again.
No, not if the sex is not good. Okay, I tell Clay this. Do you tell men if their dick isn't good or you
y'all should not do that?
Yes, it's our fault that men think they be throwing it back.
You need to stop saying that because
y'all
you're
not
he's a man.
Y'all would not like if guys talk about y'all pussy.
But I never had that problem.
Oh, smell like fish.
That would never
y'all
be.
Like, ah!
That would never
first of all, not all coochie smell like that fish. Have you ever smelled a coochie before?
I mean, it's been very fresh, the ones I have smelled.
Let's just assume
first of all, I need to hear
fresh.
The story why you were smelling coochie and you don't want no coochie.
Well, first of all, I hang with a lot of girls and it was just like, oh, like, why does your pussy look like roast beef?
All right, I can't with Clay.
Because all labias are not created equally, right, okay? Right, everybody's right, coochie right. is different.
Now I'm being attacked.
The same way you got pencil dicks, you got cricket heads, you got, like, people got the messed up circumcision. All type of shit be going on with men and their penises. We don't be pointing that stuff out.
So then why would y'all talk about something y'all don't like meant for other people to talk about y'all?
No, if you're fucking me with a small dick, you're just not going to fuck me again. That's the thing.
So this is my thing. When you see that the dick is small before it inserts, you should say, get out.
No, but some men are growers.
Get out.
No, it's a complete statement.
Get out. Some men are growers. Because, like... this is a little explicit, but I have a big dick.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just like, I'm gay, so I don't really talk. Like, I do talk, but...
All that good dick going to waste.
It goes somewhere.
Yo, I cannot, dog. I can't. Okay. I can't.
Anyway, I was talking to this guy, and like this is all Khalif's fault, and we just want to go there. He's like, oh, you should talk to him. You should talk to him. The guy would bring up our podcast, all type of shit. So build-up was there. The foreplay was great, but then when he stuck it in, I'm just like, where's the rest? Like, it was just not like...
I had an episode like that before.
And it's just like, it was cool, but it's like, all right.
Pressure being a man. I'm going to let y'all
like,
know.
And that's the thing. So like...
You gotta have big dick and it gotta work.
Yes.
It's a lot of pressure.
Like, and he was like, you know, he was working it, but for me, it just wasn't enough. So like, when I was leaving his house, I was like, you know, I like him. Like, he has a lot of great qualities, but I don't know if I can just sacrifice like the media. Yeah. And then he ended up pissing me off anyway, so it was easy to cut him off. But
My favorite scene was when he told you to turn on the light and look at it.
Wait a minute.
He told her. So I think that was amazing.
And what'd you do? You looked at it and said, mm-mm.
That was her time to take a shot.
I knew it was never happening again at this moment. I just wanted to be over.
I saw it in the dark, baby. That wasn't it. That wasn't it. Like, what was the light going to do? Illuminate it? Like, what do you want me to see?
No, y'all don't like when men are like verbal in bed.
No, I love when men are verbal in bed.
Love that.
But not like that.
Don't be acting like your dick big and it's not.
That's the thing.
Don't be doing me like that. Now you forcing me to tell you the truth.
And that's the thing.
No, because if I like you, I'll make you feel like it's big.
You love lying to a nigga, boy.
I'll be hollering.
I'm with
Pam.
You have to.
That's how you get mad. Then you get mad and you be like, boy, fuck you in that low dick. As soon as she get mad, she telling the truth.
No, if you share it, I'd be like, I know you ain't sharing my little dick out like that. Don't play
the nerve of you to embarrass us.
Right. Shrimp hibachi. What is wrong?
It is rough being a man. Okay, I want y'all niggas.
All I have to say is, I think that y'all should ask for dick pics.
I always say that. Cell phones.
Let me see what I'm gonna get myself into.
Cell phones save lives. Mm-hmm. Cause I definitely will ask for a cock. I don't like unsolicited cock shots.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, send me a cock shot so I can see. Cause once I already got on the mind, I just need a low visual. So yeah, you send it as nice, I wanna, yeah.
Jack off videos like this.
But them pictures, some niggas be knowing how to catch their angles though. So them shit could be misleading too.
That's for a reference.
I like being like, surprised.
Put it next to a remote.
Because I like to build rapport and like the guy first.
No, you're not coming to my house.
See, that's my downfall. It's like, I like to like them and then like when I see it, it's like, oh, fuck.
That is unfortunate.
Be disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, but you've never, all right, so you never liked a guy and had sex with him and then like liked him still even though the penis wasn't.
I tried, but it just didn't work.
No.
Because he wasn't scratching that itch. He just was not. And you know what? I put my rules down. I am too much strong without my rules.
Okay.
So I just had to. That's why I stopped using it.
I say that. I threw mine in the trash.
Them things, y'all.
I threw my rolls in the trash.
I stopped. I guess my new man made me count, so.
I don't have no man.
I threw mine in the trash.
It's been so long. All right. So.
It's been so long since you've been gone.
Oh, wait. I got some more. Hold on.
And that's the ones that coming home.
It's been long for you.
Oh, very long for me.
So what have you been doing?
What's very long?
2023.
Now
you ain't smashed in 2023.
New Year just came in. Because I was celibate.
It's April.
Yeah.
Until last month. I was celibate until like last
month. Oh, my God.
I was able to be
like not multiple, but like.
I need like something real. I need a real super solid connection with someone.
No, that's how I felt.
I'm gonna wait. So it's just in the crock pot simmering.
Yeah, no, I'm not having casual sex anymore. I'm like, if I'm fucking with you, then that's that. And that's why we're just kind of old.
Yeah, I think that's most women, right? I can't do casual sex with this big
age. Just busting the bag. But
yeah.
Yeah, some women are just.
You know, I hope that's their job, though.
Imagine a woman who's been like married for 10 years and then get a divorce. She outside, you know, trying the waters out, mm-hmm. doing all the things. But me, I've been doing all the things. I'm ready to. I'm ready to like.
Look, we ain't miss a beat
now.
We ain't miss a beat.
Listen, niggas will listen to that and like, oh, she's a whore. You know, like that's not what I meant. I just been single. You know, I've been, huh?
Sometimes I don't believe that women can be whores. Y'all just like dick. What's wrong with that?
Thank you, friend.
Yeah.
Thank you for understanding.
What's wrong with that? Are you sucking it, fucking it? What are you doing?
I feel like in my 20s, I was more sexually active. Like in my 30s, you slow down a whole lot.
I slow down, yeah.
I feel like I just turned 30 in October. But I don't know. I feel like I'm more comfortable with my body. And like, I know how I like to have sex. I know what I like with my body. And I'm like verbal now. So it's just kind of like, if I don't like something, I'm just not going to go along with it. So I don't know. I'm just more confident in myself. So now I like sex. Well, I mean, I always like that, but like it more now, mm-hmm. the older I've gotten.
Absolutely. You're going to continue to like it more. Listen, have y'all ever had sex with someone and told them why the sex wasn't good and how it could be better?
I need to get to that. I'm not that grown yet. This guy that I dealt with, he just like, the sex was great, but he's just not verbal, and I want him to be verbal. Oh, like, I don't know.
I can't stand if somebody quieter.
I'm like, you got to say something.
So what's y'all favorite line?
A line? I don't know.
No, it has to be a favorite line to get you like.
Good girl. This. If I hear good girl, it's over.
Good girl?
Ooh.
Good
girl.
Yeah. Ooh. Good girl. Ooh. My favorite line is, you're writ and your light bill paid. Ooh. My favorite.
I don't know if I got a favorite line.
You have a favorite?
I don't think I have a favorite.
That's the only time I like getting dominated, though. Don't boss me around any other time.
I love
bedroom bully the fuck out of me.
You throwing that shit.
Yes, I am.
Not the sound one. You doing that shit. Yes, I am.
You're sick.
Do you feel like women, especially younger women, or do you feel like in today's society, all right, me and AJ's age, you have sex with someone, you have like a super emotional connection right away. Do you feel like the women now are just more like men where they
casual
sex more and just be okay with it?
I think so. Like, I don't know. I feel like casual sex is just like a thing. And that's why I'm like, for me, I just wanted like more of a connection. Like, I'm just not trying to be fucking just to be fucking. But like, I don't know. I feel like women are treating things like men these days, the way they're approaching it. Like, if you ain't gonna talk to me, I ain't gonna talk to you. If you're gonna have a bunch of bitches, I'm gonna have a bunch of niggas. So it's almost like a competition type thing. So I feel like deep down, just as women, like we know, like we want something to nurture, to have, to make ours. But it's like, I feel like you're going with like society and then like your actual logic and what you want to do. So it's almost like a battle. Yeah.
So like even with Sexy Red with the song, fuck my baby dad. Like, you don't mean that. You don't want to have a whole human with somebody else and not be with them. So I feel like the younger generation, yeah, they got all these fuck these niggas songs and all that. But deep down inside, like a real woman wants to be loved.
Yeah.
You want that connection with whoever you giving your body to.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's like a trauma response.
Yeah.
When you, because we was on a whole podcast earlier on and we talked back and I said that hoeing does not fucking heal because it doesn't. Mm-hmm. If you're going through a bunch of bullshit, just laying up with anybody is not going to make you feel good about you. So if that's what you're using.
No.
I disagree. You want to know why I disagree? I feel like hoeing is allowing women to know what they want in the next man or their following man that they want, like, next. So if he's not hoeing, right?
Hoeing is just having sex.
Clay.
Hoeing isn't getting to know.
No, that doesn't mean that. Hoeing, you can get money.
But you're having
whore. You're having whore, absolutely. But you're not getting to know anybody. You're just out here fucking.
Y'all just wanted to sound bad. There's nothing wrong with being a little
whore. First of all, Clay, we know this girl who was hoeing instead of healing, and she's still angry.
She has mental health issues on her own that she needs to heal on herself.
That's what we saying. If you already got some shit going on mentally,
everybody got some.
You're just letting a bunch of people get on top of you. It's not going to fix what some. That's some people's outlet. You know what I'm saying? When it becomes an outlet for whatever you got going on internally, it's not going to fucking help.
Okay.
So y'all can say y'all fuck these niggas,
but that's.
What happened?
I'm a crackhead, like the nigga who was fucking you, you know?
What happened? Yeah, nigga, it's fucking, it's motherfucking Addy over here, okay? It's Fenty, fentanyl over here, okay?
Not your pussy fentanyl.
That is unhinged.
Now she cocking up her leg.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready,
a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Dumb bitch story.
You are so dumb.
Because we've all been a dumb bitch at least once or twice.
All right, so y'all, we have this segment on our show called Dumb Bitch Story or Simp Series. Ooh. And that's where you share a time where you got played by the opposite.
Oh my God. Shit. First of all, you want to go first?
I'll go first, because actually I just went back.
You went back?
You know I went
back. It's okay. I support you either way.
So let me tell you. Basically, I'm going to make it short. My DL man cut me off because he said he was going to propose to his girlfriend. And I said, what am I supposed to do? He was consistent. So long story short, time came back around and he texted me and I unblocked him. Now he fooled me.
Did he propose to
the girl? Engaged?
He hasn't proposed to her yet. But, you know, I checked that Facebook. You can't hide, nigga.
Yo.
Because they will block you from a post.
Mouth open.
And so now we have hooked up 3 times already since the block.
Supposed proposal. Yes.
But I told myself, you know, going into the summer, I think I'm going to slowly leave him alone. Because DL culture, it gets, like, boring. Unless they're, like, real good. He was real good, but now it's just like, you left me, nigga.
Yo.
mouth open.
That shit is scary out here, dog.
Yeah, I was like, no shame. I was so upset to know that my man is cheating, but also cheating with a man.
That's the thing.
With a bottom man.
Oh, hold on. Let me ask this right quick before.
Cheating with a man with a big dick, bigger than yours. Like, don't. What in the world?
I know we on stupid, dumb bitch stories, but as a gay man, mm-hmm. do you think that men should tell women if they've been with a man or not at any point in their life?
Why? No.
That is a fucking fight, dog.
Let me tell you why. Sometimes you have to forgive people and understand that people go through things and then they probably heal from it. So some men, a lot of men that y'all don't know, have been touched. So they like to use that, and I'm sorry, that storyline of, yeah, I was touched while I was little, so this is what I did. And not all gay men were touched. So I don't like when everybody say that. But then it's just like, okay, why don't they heal from it? However, once you had bussy, you will always have bussy.
No, I'm not talking about, okay, so that is my... I can't even get into it. Like, I'm not talking about like a child, like as a child. I'm talking about like, say for instance, you're in college and you fucked on a couple guys. Oh, got your dick sucked by a couple guys. And now here it is, you're getting married. But if the woman asks you and you neglect to tell her, that is being deceitful as far as I'm concerned, because I need to know, because I feel like that is a particular mindset, right?
But why are you already going in with that mindset? I mean, men lie, women lie too. What were you doing too?
I was fucking men.
But here's my thing.
I fuck your daddy.
But one of that's a trauma that he wants to go past. And
trauma is getting your dick sucked in college?
I honestly sometimes don't even feel like that's gay.
What?
Oh, what? God.
We're about to hang up.
Hey, look, we'll come back.
What the fuck?
Hey.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. That's a different conversation. Bring me back later.
Y'all hear this shit?
Listen, I get what Clay's saying a little bit, because
this much
in the black community, like, you can't come back. You know, women can show you a whole, I was with 17 bitches in college and I'm going to show you a highlight reel. Still be married to you. But a man, he doesn't have that option. He can't come back to women and be in with open arms.
In a white community, he could. But
in a black community, women are not going to accept him back.
But this is my thing. Have y'all been with girls? And are y'all wanting y'all men? Because one of your men said, I don't want to deal with that.
I've never been with a girl.
I've never been with a woman.
I feel like women are bisexual.
Look.
Is it right here?
Yeah, like, I feel like that is a...
Bi or straight?
I'm very much straight.
See?
But I feel like if you were really with women, you would like the studs, wouldn't you? Because you like a pretty bitch.
No.
You like girly girls?
I would never like a stud.
I don't understand why.
No, I need masculinity. Like, tough me up.
No,
like,
I would never date another stud. Like,
really?
I don't like... I
might as well get a man. That's how I feel.
Bitches who get stalks bother me. I would never fuck with him. Like, bitch, you're a bitch. Like, be a bitch. I really don't
bitches
like women.
Bitches who get what?
Stalks.
But why you got a fat ass and you gay? Like, why you...
Like, the stock haircut? Like, the man?
Basically, like, she gets the haircut.
But you got these big titties and a fat ass. Like, I hate that shit, you know?
What the fuck?
No. It's like, I'm cool. If I were a lesbian, I would want a woman.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. I would be...
Where do y'all feel the excitement?
What a feminine woman. Because what's the point of having a... Never mind. Okay, no, y'all.
I used to like Young M.A., though. I used to think, like, she was kind of cool.
You just missing the N.
Hmm?
That's young man.
Y'all, tell everybody where they can find
me. I want to tell my dumb bitch story.
Oh, yeah, you haven't told yours.
Real quick. So
I want to tell my dumb bitch story.
I was talking to this guy, and, like, I cut him off because he was just not a good person. Like, it was, like, the nigga lied about his grandmama falling. Anytime a man lied about his grandmama, he's a psychopath.
Right.
So... He never wanted to go out. Always had excuses for not going out. So cut him off. Because I'm like, nigga, no. So stop talking to him. 2 weeks later, he shows up in Jamaica with his girlfriend. So the dumb bitch story didn't come yet. Him and his girlfriend broke up. He swings the block in December.
Shoo.
And here I am. I'm like, sure. Come back. Why not?
Dumb bitch.
She had the end of the day like,
listen, giving him the Princess of Charleston wave. Come on back. So after that, I was like, no, be a smart bitch. Stop talking to him. Stand on business. So I was like, you're going to be a smart bitch and you're going to stand on business.
Business eating your pussy.
After he did that, after he ate my ass, I stayed on business.
Wow.
So then I went to this event, y'all. Soon as I like walked up to the red carpet, why was he on the red carpet with his girlfriend? The nigga held his phone in front of his face as if he could not see me, as if the phone made him invisible.
Like a cloak. Nigga used an iPhone as a cloak.
I was so mad, y'all. I could have put a hookah cola on my forehead. And I walked up to him, and I was like, well, hey. And that nigga did not give me eye contact. He was like, hey, Chris. And he left. Ooh. And I was like, you know what? So that was my dumb bitch story. Don't never let that nigga spin a block. That was,
yeah.
Because he's still a terrible person.
Yeah.
You knew when you let him spin.
I did.
Yeah, we be knowing. That's the thing.
I knew better.
We be knowing. We be knowing. It's all right, y'all. It's okay to be a dumb bitch sometimes. Just don't be a habitual dumb bitch, okay? It's okay. We love y'all.
That part.
If you like it, I love you.
I have so much things to say.
Nobody
else. It wasn't even about you. It's about women in general.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Okay, next time.
Tell everybody where they can find you, where they can listen to your show, all your things. Please plug it.
You want
to
go?
You go first.
No, look how we normally
go. Okay, boom. So I'm Clay. You can find me at diaryof_Clay on Instagram, Snapchat. No, I lied. Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter or X. And you can find me on Snapchat at Clay with 4 Ys, 3.
It's your girl, Chris Kalen, the princess of Charleston. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok at Chris Kalen. Twitter, _ChrisKalen. Chris with a K. KRISKAYLIN. We got to do it.
And then you can find both of us at I'm Clay.
I'm Chris Kalen.
And this is the What Was Said podcast.
And what was said?
All right, we love y'all so much. Thank y'all. Thank you. If you enjoyed this episode, y'all tune in every Thursday on the Black Effect Podcast, iHeartRadio app, or wherever the fuck you get your podcast at. And this is your co-host, AJ Holiday, your great A Bay. Kick it, Tam.
Y'all, it's official Tam Bam on Instagram. Y'all follow me now. Remember, speak now.
And never hold your peace.
Deuces.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.